You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Getting a lot of texts from people over there. Or remember, 2015, 10 years later. 2025, Mets in town this weekend. Royals, Mets, take care of business. Go in 2 out of 3, please.
I love the nostalgia of this, where everybody's kind of having these where were you, what do you remember type moments for this. And you know what? It's great that we can have these conversations now, because 10 years ago, there wasn't no having these conversations about anything. I mean, this time 10 years ago, 7-11-2015, we had just come off the 2014 season. That was nice. The Chiefs were coming off a 9-7 season in 2014, I believe. And then 2015 happened, and it's been nothing but absolute awesomeness since. And, you know, so 10 years ago, we're like, where were you in 85? How the hell do I know?
Yeah. Never heard of him.
All right, Mac, let's get into it.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Can we give Aaron Rodgers the opposite of the Richard of the Week this week?
You're coming around?
Well, just for this moment, okay. I mean, you know, he called out an autograph hound, which I love.
I knew you'd love that.
It's so good.
I knew you'd love that.
It's the first thing I told him this morning, Mac. I said, well, Aaron Rodgers actually does have a good part in his heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Yeah, it did. So, it really
they're
did.
Out in Tahoe for this. I love this tournament. It's great to watch these guys do it. Kelsey was singing old-time rock and roll last night with Jason Kelsey on stage. It's like the known thing
yeah.
that he does.
That's par. Yeah, that works.
That's what he does. Yeah. So him and his brother sang old-time rock and roll by the Silver Bullet Band and Bob Seger himself. I'm sure they had a bunch of Silver Bullets before they went on that stage. Yeah. Kind of get loose to do karaoke, unless you're Gene.
Yeah, well, Gene will sing it with anything.
He'll just do sober.
He just gets up there.
But yeah, you go ahead and tell the story. What happened.
So this autograph hound, one of these losers that harassed George Brett type guys at the airport, you know, that type of guy is there. And Aaron Rodgers recognized this guy. You got to be some sort of loser to be recognized by a pro athlete of being an autograph hound.
Seriously.
Yeah, there's a bunch of kids around and young adults and stuff like that.
And he's trying to, like, tell, you know, Aaron Rodgers that he knows stuff, and Rodgers is quizzing him.
And,
you're dealing with a Cal grad that's a quarterback in the NFL. Pal, you're not going to win this one, okay? This guy is 1,000 times smarter than you are. So best of luck. I mean, and it was just so good. The video's on X, formerly Twitter, and you can watch it. And I applaud Aaron Rodgers, because these autograph hounds need to be stopped. They're scum.
Sometimes bad guys can be good.
Yeah.
Right? Gaston tried to save Belle from captivity.
Yeah,
and,
right. Yeah.
You know, falling in love with the beast. But everybody hated him, and all he did was eat 2 dozen eggs. But Mac, your name is first on the list, and shocker, he's on your list again. He's like about as frequent flyer mile as planes are for Bob's. But go ahead.
Yes, he's rent-free. It's LeBron James. Not texting DeAndre Ayton.
This really got you, huh?
You know what? Well, because... You say, I
want your trousers in a bunch.
Well, it's just like you say one thing, you do another. You say one thing, you do another. It's just constantly snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. Yeah. I'm like, where are you, bro? Like, what do you want? Do you want to be a Laker? Do rings matter? Do you want a championship? Do you care what kind of team you are on? Are you cool with, you're cool with Luka being the leader, but also like you seem a little butthurt about that, that you're not the center of attention anymore. Which is it? Because you could leave. You didn't have to opt into this player contract.
How much did he opt in for?
It was like 50 something.
Do you think he would have gotten that on the open market though?
No.
Honest to God question.
No, he wouldn't have. So I get that. But my next comment to that would be, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And if you really do care about winning, which you said you did, and you also said you didn't, but you said you did, so then you'd go to another team because this team is not going to win a championship. And then if you want to stay a Laker and you care about this team's needs and where you're headed, you'd be really excited that they signed DeAndre Ayton because you need a center. You don't have a 7-foot guy who can go 10-10 a night, and he can. So the fact that he doesn't text him when you sign the guy, the one guy you need, the only guy you can get in free agency who's a big man who can get a rebound for you, you don't even just shoot the guy a text, hey, man, pumped to have you.
Yeah.
Even if you're not going to stay on the team, just you know that's going
to
come out, too.
Or just welcome to L.A.
Hey, man, yeah, welcome to L.A.
Who
download Randy Newman.
Who bought the Lakers?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Did they? I know they were up for sale.
Did they actually sold them?
Yeah, right. So they did sell them. It's not just out there in the ether that they're looking for a buyer.
That is official. $10 billion.
Yeah, right.
Correct?
$10 billion for that team, which is insane. But it shows you where sports is right now.
Yeah.
Sports is probably the leading revenue driver in America today.
Mark Walter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know him.
He's the CEO of Guggenheim Partners.
Guggenheim. Okay, so he's got a lot of dough. Obviously, spent $10 billion on a team. Maybe LeBron doesn't like this guy. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where
I'm like... looks like your dad.
Let me see.
I mean, I don't know if I can upload the picture, but yeah, it kind of looks like... Kinda, not like totally.
A little bit. No, yeah. Holy cow, you're right.
Kind of looks like your
there
old
man. You
yeah, he does. Yeah.
Your old man on the Lakers.
Maybe he
what
does.
Do you do? Tell me. Retire today.
Oh my God. He really does look like my father. Holy crap.
Oh, that's crazy. Awesome.
That's outstanding. So LeBron is on your list.
LeBron, man. Bag.
You're
me?
Next.
All right, so this is an unbelievable. A lot of grifters out there, you know, starting these GoFundMes and help me out type accounts, and everybody wants to help when they're due. This guy comes from Ireland, and the headline is Sports Star Shared Selfie with iPhone Cable Up His Nose in Cancer Scam. And there's a picture of it. He's got an iPhone charger, you know, band-aided into his nose. A sports star has pleaded guilty to fraud after sharing a selfie showing an iPhone cable made to look like a hospital tube inserted up his nose. The photo fooled thousands and was used to scam people by falsely claiming he had cancer. I mean, this was a Seinfeld episode. This was a Seinfeld episode. DJ Carey, one of Ireland's most famous athletes and widely regarded as one of the greatest hurlers ever, appeared in Ireland's circuit court last week. Hurling is a traditional Irish fast-paced sport played with a stick and a ball, I guess their version of baseball. Carey pleaded guilty to pretending to have cancer in order to trick people into giving him money for fake medical treatment. You are some kind of scumbag if you're faking cancer to grift off of people.
POS.
Yeah.
For sure.
You got something coming your way.
You really do.
With a capital K.
I mean, this guy's got the iPhone cable taped to his nose. Are you looking at it?
Yes, dude.
Terrible.
I think that's the other, like, people believed this.
So using this photo, Carey reportedly convinced people to send him money between 2014 and 2022.
Dude, you see it, bro?
It looks like he's... The band-aids over the nostrils.
Right.
How's he breathing?
They say these selfie spoofing scams have grown in popularity over the last couple of years and for a way to criminals to steal people's identity.
Jeez.
I mean, look at this picture. This guy's in bed. I've got cancer. You've got an iPhone charger taped to your nose.
He's wearing a normal shirt.
Yeah.
He's just in his shirt.
DJ Carey.
I love it, man. I mean, I hate it, but also that is really funny.
He looks like Joe Rogan if Joe Rogan actually had cancer.
Jeez, dude. Come on.
iPhone charger.
Yeah, stop this.
Through the shirt that he got at Kohl's in Ireland.
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
It's definitely an Ireland Kohl's 100%. Shirt. Yeah.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms. And me charger.
Where's your iPhone charger? It's up my nose. Why? I'm telling people I have cancer, so I'm going to tape it up my nose.
Me charger is up me Shaw's. It's a lightning charger, so it's quicker. Mine comes out of Italy. F these people, dude. There's not much more in this world that I love more than dogs. And I always tell people, go adopt. It's great. I mean, how much happier has your life been with Winnie?
So much happier.
Dude. Nuts. Yeah. How about your
dogs?
They're
the best. Oh, they're the best, man. Yeah.
Shout out Ruby and Reg as well. Little beagles over here at the house. They're loud, man.
Beauties.
They like to hang out at 1 o'clock in the morning on the patio, and by God, if a squirrel walks by, the whole neighborhood knows it. Mm-hmm. But I swear, you say something about my dog, I'll end your life.
That's right. Yeah, honest. Exactly.
This comes out of Italy. Poor Bruno, a police bloodhound who helped find 9 people over the course of his sniffer dog career, has outraged Italians and sparked a criminal investigation to find his killers. You ask, how did Bruno pass away? Well, the 7-year-old bloodhound was found dead Friday morning in his shed. His trainer, Miss Carissa, said that he had been fed dog bits laced with nails.
Those people should eat nails.
So, like, the guy that fakes cancer, terrible. But to kill a dog by lacing it with nails and feeding it dog treats? And then this 7-year-old bloodhound, and we love bloodhounds, man. I'm a bloodhound, man. The fact that, like, you have the audacity to do this. So in a social post media, Carissa urged police to find the killers before I do. That's what she quoted and said. So you better find these guys. But again, like,
should she be allowed to just do whatever she should be, right? To whatever she wants to these people. You,
if somebody murdered Winnie, you better hope that they get caught before you find them. Yeah. I guarantee.
Absolutely.
Or Jen in that, that case.
Like, yeah.
You're going to see a side of Jen you ain't never seen before.
Right.
And man, just something about dogs and like how people do this. And that's a Richard move.
Yeah,
man.
It really is. That was a horrible story that came out this week.
Yes.
We've been talking about it amongst ourselves for the last couple of days. Like, you really are some kind of low life scumbag to do something like that, man. You really are. It's a dog. Love up the dog, man. The dog didn't do anything to you. And you know what? If you were one of the family members whose, you know, relation was sniffed out by this dog, stop breaking the law, A.H.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just, and the fact that, like, you're going out of your way to get dog treats because you know they'll eat them. And then, you know, it's not like Something About Mary where you feed the little dog Speed and all of a sudden it's, you know, you gotta shock it with, like, a lamp and water and all that. So, but no, I mean, I just don't have time in this world for people that are cruel to their animals. Like, if they leave them outside while they're at work all day and it's 100,000 degrees outside, I will call animal control.
Yeah,
I am that guy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I will knock on the door if nobody answers. I know it's not my business how you treat your pets, but when it's 110 degrees outside and your dog's out there panting and there's no water bowl, you better believe you're getting a knock on the door and you're going to find out who I am really
100%.
Quick.
100%. Yeah, and honestly, like, it is my business. If I see that dog, like, it's my business now to try and save that animal's life.
Well,
you know?
It does. It becomes your business.
Yeah, really quickly.
Yeah, yeah, very fast.
Carissa said, "You weren't just a dog. You were my faithful shadow, my strength in dark moments, the good heartbeat of the world."
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you can hardly say that without crying.
It's too bad, man.
I mean, it's true, though. I mean, the dog becomes your best friend, you know?
Yeah.
You go home not to see your wife. You go home to make sure the dog's ready to be there and let him out. And, honey, I got to let the dog out real quick, and then I'll be there.
There's nothing better than when I get home and she comes running downstairs and is so excited and sees you and then pees on the floor, and then you got to clean it up. And I'm talking about Winnie, not Jen.
Yeah, right. We got it. Thanks for listening. Did you guys see the report about...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brady Couture crashing during a practice in Odessa, Missouri, and ended up in a burn unit.
Yeah.
Talked about that yesterday.
So,
we will move on from Rich of the Week, which is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles. Coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.